Welcome back to our halftime show. You've joined us just in time as the Wimberley Texans jog back onto the field, and they're going to have to get a little loosened up now in this cool weather. It is, after all, October the 28th, so it's about time we got rid of all that warm weather. And on the far side, Navarro is running through their little inflatable run-through dilly bopper with smoke pouring out of the end of it and stuff. That's kind of cool over there as we enter Halloween weekend. Randy, what are you going as this year, Randy?
A middle-aged chubby guy.
Same thing
I went last year.
Well, that's pretty scary. That can be pretty scary. 24-0, Wimberley is leading the ball game here in, where are we? We're in Geronimo. 24-0. You threw me off there, Randy. 24-0. Wimberley, of course, trying to go 4-0 in District 26-3A. Wimberley, to me, Randy, I mean, we were talking about it. Clearly the Texans are the class of this district. And now it's just a matter of the next week or two. We'll talk more about playoffs and playoff possibilities. And probably also front and center on Weldon Nelms' mind is getting some of these kids who were injured tonight. Brennan Blakemore, Nick Alana, Colton Fonville, Riley Oldmixon. If the Texans are to be at Cowboy Stadium for that state championship game at some point here in a couple of months or so, Randy, those guys kind of need to be out there on the field. And I know that that certainly Weldon Nelms wanted to rest them tonight, and he wants them to be as healthy as possible for the playoffs. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of these guys sat out next week as well.
Yeah, but by the same token, he has to be happy with the other guys who have come in to take their place and stepped up and have played really well tonight. So, you know, Holloman's had some catches. Burchell's done, who performs every week as well. He's usually Blakeman takes the spotlight from him, but he's had a fine night as well. So, good to see these other kids step up and play their game.
Here's Tino Avila now. He'll kick things off for Wimberley. Navarro will get it to start the second half. Glad you've joined us on Wimberley Radio, .com. Here's L.J. Anderson. He gets it at the 10, running right side, and brought down at the 15-yard line. Colby Kelly with a pretty violent tackle there to bring him down.
That's a second kickoff by the Texans and the second tackle by Colby Kelly on the attempted return by the Panthers. Boy, he flew down the field. He's got a nose for the ball once he gets down there, doesn't he?
Boy, he really does. And Panthers now will start things on their own 15-yard line. And, Randy, the Panthers have had horrific field position this whole ball game.
Boy, and they started here the second half the same way. You know, one of the things we didn't talk about, the Texans have to be really, really happy here the first half on the play of their defense. Done very well to shut down their running game.
No doubt about it. Here's C-Stack, who came in to play quarterback. He's just going to run it right side, and he's able to pick up about 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5. C-Stack came in for the starting quarterback, who was Colin Cowan. They brought in C-Stack, and he remains in the ballgame. Brought him in the second quarter.
Yeah, and we mentioned before the game, when you were reviewing the statistics before the game, it looked like they must share that duty, or at least have traded off quite a bit during the year, because their statistics are nearly equal.
Second down and 5 now for the Panthers. Panthers only one loss in the district play, but that's prior to tonight, and Wimberley obviously clearly in control of this one. C-Stack will turn, give it up the middle. And that is Slyer, who is able to just go north and south. He picks up the first down. He gets about 11 yards out to the 31-yard line. It didn't look like much, Randy, but he was able to pick up the first down.
Yeah, and very patient running that time. He let his blocker get in front of him, took a little step to the side, kept pushing forward. Nice, steady Eddie game. Like we talked about at the end of the first half, this is their game plan, and you can't help but think they're going to stick with it to the end.
Slyer now 10 carries, 51 yards. He's going to get it again right up the middle. He's got 35-40. Look out, 45-50. Rumbling down the field is Eric Slyer. And that is a pickup of 26 yards. And actually, that's not Slyer that time. It was the fullback, and that was Zane Conlon.
Dennis Smith that time on the tackle. He came up, ran him down from behind, tried to sweep his arm through to knock the ball loose. Wow, he was incredibly fast running down that runner.
Conlon was able to break the tackle at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept going down the field. He's in the backfield again, right behind C-Stack, the quarterback. And the quarterback now will give it to L.J. Anderson, left side, and he's able to fall forward for a yard, and that is it.
Yeah, running backs that time for the Panthers had a little confusion there in the backfield, and they ran into each other, and it kind of slowed that play down.
Yeah, and they stacked their offense so close together in that backfield. I guess that's part of the deception that they're wanting to create, and sometimes it gets a little trafficy there. It's like I-35 at 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah, and for the folks at home, now we finally have a vantage. You know, they've been so far down on one field or the other.
That's right.
It's been hard to see what's going on, and we finally have a vantage point where we can get a better view of what's going on.
Second down and nine now. C-Stack will turn and give it right up the middle. And that is Slyer again, and he is dragged down after a pickup of maybe 2 yards, and that's it. And it'll be third down now and seven for the Panthers, Randy. 9:30 left to play in the third period. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes here with you at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo.
That was Blake Guidry on that good penetration on the left side there for the Texans. Mike, I was trying to get his number. A little slow to respond to you there. Nice job by him.
Ball at the Texans' 41-yard line. Navarro trying to convert this third down and seven. Two tight ends. No wide receivers, two backs behind the quarterback, who gives it up the middle to Slyer, and he's got 3, maybe 4 yards. Actually, it's closer to 5 yards. He'll still be short of the first down there by probably 2 yards. And so it'll be fourth down, and you fully expect Navarro to go for it.
Yeah, they're down on the Texans end of the field here. All the man stepping up that time. Schleyer has great leg drive. He runs really low to the ground. And, boy, once he gets into that pile, he was able to really get 3 or 4 yards the hard way that time.
Fourth down and two, and now the Wimberley Texans fans are on their feet exhorting their defense to hold them here. C-Stack has Conlon behind him. He's going to give it to him right up the middle. He's got the first down, but a flag was thrown by the umpire right in the middle of the line of scrimmage, Randy. That's usually an indication of holding of some sort.
Yeah, that's usually where every coach hates to see that flag going to the middle there. Texans that time did their little classic shift that you see, old chop block that time.
Chop block, yeah. So that'll negate the first down, obviously. And, in fact, it may cause them not to go for it. You know what, though? I doubt it. I bet they still go for it, down 24-0 in Wimberley territory.
Yeah, they almost obligated to go for it. Wouldn't be surprised if they maybe try to set up a little, either a misdirection. You know, we haven't seen them run a reverse yet tonight.
Right.
Maybe try to do that little pass out in the flat to their tight end again.
Boy, that's a big penalty, though. They're going to spot this way back to the Navarro 49-yard. Well, I'll call it the 50-yard line. And it'll be fourth down now and about 16 to go, so they may very well punt this football. And nope, they're going to go for it, it looks like. Let's see. Yeah, they're going to go for it. C-Stack now the quarterback. Fourth and long. Fourth and forever. They've got to get to the 34-yard line of Wimberley for a first down, and they hand the ball up the middle and stopped at the line of scrimmage as L.J. Anderson. Wimberley will take over.
Boy, he was met immediately by Cal Terrio there, and let's see, that's Dennis Smith as well. They chose the wrong side to run. They had him bottled up right there. He didn't gain anything.
Goodness, Randy, that on fourth and 15 or 16, that's kind of a surprise to give the ball right up the middle, but that's what they do, and that's their strength. So be it. 24-0 Wimberley. Wimberley now will take over. The ball is at the Navarro 49-yard line. 7:47 remaining in the third period.
And again, you have to think that part of their strategy is clock control, and they used almost 4.5 minutes that time.
Yeah. Trinity Wilson up the middle's got a lot of running room. 40 down to the 35, and finally brought down at the 33-yard line for a pickup of 12 is Trinity Wilson.
Evan Deleon that time for the Panthers came over from the linebacker position, was able to track him down. Very nice run. Trinity Wilson, we've seen it every game, Mike. He seems to perform stronger and better in the second half, and here we go.
And I said 12 yards, 16 yards on the carry. He's now up to 31 yards rushing, only 7 carries tonight, Randy. First down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Wilson also has a touchdown to his credit. Lambert from the shotgun throws it over the middle, and it's incomplete. He was trying to hit Davis Holloman over the middle, kind of overshot him.
Boy, it actually did go off the kind of the end of his fingertips. The ball was slightly in front of him, but it looks like maybe he would half a step more, and that would have been he would have had some room to go.
Lambert now 5 of 15 for 98 yards. He's hit on some big plays, but hasn't been able to complete a really high percentage of passes tonight.
Yeah, I looked before the game. I want to say he was around 52 or 53% on the completion ratio.
Well, and they go deep a lot too, Randy, and that's not a high percentage pass, but it certainly is a payoff pass if it hits. Here's Trinity Wilson, sweep right, following his blockers, patiently looking for running room. He picks up 3 yards down to the 30.
Yeah, big Taylor Robinson that time beating him around the right side there. He's a big man, senior offensive lineman there, 300 pounds, and little Trinity Wilson was behind him, but he just couldn't quite get around the corner to gain the big yards.
You know, and big Taylor, he's not slow, Randy. I mean, he can move those feet. To be a 300-pounder, he's got some quickness.
My kind of guy.
That's exactly right. Third down and 8 down for Wimberley.
And don't take that the wrong way.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to go any further with this. Here's Lambert looking left now. He throws it out left. It's caught. Burt Schell, 25-20, and out of bounds. Is that Burt Schell or Holloman?
I believe that's Holloman.
Yeah, that's Holloman. He steps out of bounds with a first down at the 19-yard line, so a pickup of 12 for Davis Holloman.
Yeah, again, Holloman was underneath the coverage that time. Panthers playing zone. We're back deep, and Holloman was underneath. Makes a nice catch and grab. Gets out of bounds for the first down.
Holloman, the leading pass catcher tonight for Wimberley. 3 catches, 40 yards for Davis. He's had a nice night, and certainly his numbers are going to be greater tonight with Brennan Blakemore on the sidelines nursing an injury. First down and 10 from the 19. Give to Dennis Smith. Straight up the middle to the 15. And down inside the 10-yard line is Dennis Smith. A pickup of 11. They're going to spot it at the 8-yard line. First down.
Yeah, I know folks are probably really tired of us hearing that say that, but it's nice to see him come back from that injury that occurred all the way back in the end of the first game of the season and to see him be able to run like that.
And it'll be first and goal now at the 8-yard line. Wilson to the right, Smith to the left of Lambert in the spread shotgun formation. And it's going to be Wilson getting some outside running room. He turns it into the 5 and thrown out near the goal line is Trinity Wilson. It's kind of hard to see in this press box. It's way down there right at the 1-yard line. Trinity with a pickup of 7 yards. He almost got it in.
Yeah, nice job that time. Dennis Smith led it in front of him. The play was going to the left, trying to get around the outside edge. Dennis Smith got a block. Trinity Wilson cut around outside around that block and was able to get down there almost to pay dirt.
And second down and goal from the 1. I got to believe Dennis Smith will be hard to stop if you feed him the ball here. Second down and goal from the 1. Lambert, shotgun, gives it to Wilson. Left side, he's going to walk in. Touchdown, he stretches it in, breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Trinity Wilson, his second of the night. And Wimberley leads it 30-0.
Yeah, he had one man to beat. Tyler Howard got met with a big old stiff arm from Trinity Wilson. Trinity Wilson gets it into the end zone.
I kind of called that too soon, Randy. I thought he was just going to jog into the end zone, but they covered a lot of ground and got to him.
Quickly converged. Yeah, nice job by the linebacker. He just wasn't able to get to him with past that outstretched arm.
Tano Avila now will be on to tack on the extra point. The hold is a good one, and the kick is up, and it is also a good one. And with 5:25 remaining in the third quarter, Wimberley leads it by a score of 31-0. This is about what we expected. We were talking about this game coming up here, Randy, and we both kind of expected Wimberley to gain control of this pretty early on, and the Texans certainly have done just that. You got to believe that Weldon Nelms will be pretty happy, obviously, pending the next quarter and a half of football, but so far so good.
Yeah, they were a little shaky there in the first quarter, but they certainly started playing with more enthusiasm, if you will, a little more spunk there in the second quarter, and boy, they've come out here in the third quarter, and it's been all Texans.
Navarro now will get the football. Again, 5:25 remaining. 31-0 is our score. You can also follow us on Twitter. We were talking about you guys being able to email us, mailing us at booth@wimberleyradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Texans Radio. How about that? Randy, what's your Twitter account?
I'm going to have to get one set up so I can follow all the action.
Here's the kickoff, and it'll be taken at about the 11-yard line. Looks like L.J. Anderson, he's got the 20, 25-30, and out beyond the 30 to the 32-yard line. That's where Geronimo Navarro will take over.
Yeah, and nice Anderson there giving it all, spinning and turning and driving to get that ball. He was running through traffic about the last 10 yards of that return. No, I don't have a Twitter account. I think I'm more inclined to probably cluck.
Rather than Twitter.
I think so.
All right. Okay, Randy.
What's your
Twitter account? I don't know
how
to.
Twitter account?
Hey, that's none of your business. None of your business. First down and 10, Navarro, and clearly the wheels have come off here in the broadcast booth. C-Stack, the quarterback, will turn it, and he'll give it to L.J. Anderson again, who's able to go forward off left tackle for about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. You're right. Wimberley's defense has played outstanding tonight.
They really have. They've stepped up. You know, we had some concern coming into the game with Alden Mann not playing tonight. You know, he's one of their stronger linebackers.
Nicolana, you're talking about, right?
I'm sorry, Nicolana. That's
right.
Correct. Yeah, but they've the boys on the field have done a great job tonight, stepping up and filling that void.
And Colton Fonville as well.
That's right.
Second down and 7. Rolling right at C-Stack. Heck, he's just going to run it. 35-40. He's got the first down, and then out of bounds at about the 43-yard line is the quarterback, Chris C-Stack.
Yep, quarterback keeper that time. Just tried to go around the right side. Found a little bit of room to go. Not sure where Coffin, the defensive end, who has been successful in bottling that up all night. They must have been able to get him blocked inside, and he had some room to amble.
First down and 10 now for Navarro. Trying to get on the board. Obviously, if you're the Panthers, you want to avert that shutout. And Wimberley, quite the opposite. They would love to pitch a shutout here tonight. First down and 10. You're right. They're going to milk this play clock. Play clock is down inside at 5 now before C-Stack turns and gives it to his fullback. And that's Zane Conlon. He's able to get a couple of yards, and it'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, he was met right there in the hole by Connor Kaufman on the right side that time. Not much doing there.
Again, we're back at Wimberley next. Next week, Randy, Wimberley will take on Bernie. 7:30 kickoff. We'll go on the air right after 7 o'clock.
Last home game of the year.
Second down and 8. C-Stack brings him to the line of scrimmage. Once again, the play clock is going to be inside of 5 seconds before they snap it. And that is given up the middle again to Conlon. He gets it to about the 49-yard line, a pickup of 4.
Yeah, Tristan Moore that time on the tackle for the Texans.
Conlon's got a pretty good average tonight, 6 carries, 44 yards. One thing about Navarro, when they do run the ball well, they are north and south. There's not a lot of zigzag fanciness.
No, they've had a lot of success running the ball just like that all year long. And like we've mentioned in the pregame show, it's ball control and running right down your throat.
Third down and 4 now. The give is once again to Conlon. He's going to be short of the first down, but he picked up 3 yards. He's within a yard of the first down, and they will undoubtedly go for it.
And again, the Texan defense doing a good job. Tristan Moore that time stepping up in there, wrapping him up.
2:40 left to play in the third period.
Looks like the referees called a timeout. Not for sure what they're.
Well, they were trying to determine if they wanted to measure, maybe. I don't know. They're gathering near the football.
We've got a pretty good vantage point here, and I'd be saying this one might be a good foot or so short.
Yeah, I didn't think this was anywhere near measuring territory, but they can do what they want. Hey, remember, Blanco National Bank's first annual Pet Halloween Costume Contest will be held at the Blanco Courthouse tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. That'll be a lot of fun. You can bring your dog, your cat, your goat, or your snake. Cash prizes will be awarded. There's no fee to enter and no pre-registration required. You just show up with your goat, your dog, your cat, or your snake. Just show up. Judging will take place at 10:30. All pets must be on a leash. Fourth down and 1 now for Navarro. Wimberley trying to stop him, and Conlon is able to power his way forward for the first down to the 45-yard line. For more information on that, Randy, call 847-1300. That is the Blanco National Bank's first annual Pet Halloween Costume Contest.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
That sounds like a ton of fun.
I could, the Hermes household, we could bring the four goats and the two dogs. And
is that what the tally is right now?
That's what the tally is right now.
First down and 10 for Navarro at the Wimberley 45-yard line. Wimberley leading it 31-0. 2 minutes left to play in the third period. Conlon will get it again, and he is going to be stopped at the 44-yard line. Pickup of one. It'll be second down and 9.
Well, again, they're just slowly pecking away. Kyle Terrio that time from the linebacker position stepped up, stopped him for only a yard gain. They tried to go around the left side that time. Just a mass of bodies there in between the hash lines on every play.
Well, and when you do have a one-dimensional offense, Randy, it's just awful when you fall behind by four touchdowns or so. It makes for a long, long night.
Yeah.
C-Stack now, second down and 9. He will turn and give it to Anderson, right tackle. He's got a little running room. He's able to pick up about 5 to the 39-yard line. It'll be second down and 5.
And Al DeMann that time from the left outside linebacker position slid over and tackled the young man.
Now there's a timeout on the field. Navarro player is being attended to at about the 39-yard line. Again, it's a cool, crisp night here in Geronimo. Our game tonight brought to you on WimberleyRadio.com by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, by Conley Car Wash, Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens and Malone LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horseman Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, and by DeMasters Daniel Insurance. And 1:16 remains here in the third period. Again, stay with us for our post-game show. We'll try to update you on a couple of scores. How are those Rangers doing, Randy?
Well, if the update is correct, it's top of the seventh and still down 5-2.
No joy in Mudville last night.
No.
And if they don't come back tonight, it's going to be a long, long winter for the Rangers. But it'll mean for two straight years they've lost the World Series.
That's
if they
right.
Lose this one. Third down now and 5. Turn and the give up the middle to Conlon. He stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
It was good to see L.J. Anderson on that last play jog off the field under his own power there, so he's obviously not injured too bad.
So it'll be fourth down now and 4. 50 seconds, and the clock is running. And we'll see if Wimberley's defense can stand up here and try to preserve the shutout so far. My son just brought his jacket, Randy, and put it down right there. And he's in a T-shirt. I guess it's probably 80s by now.
Hope his mom's not listening.
Yeah. Back to throw a C-Stack. He's going to run it. Run it left side, but he's running out of room and brought down in the backfield for a loss of 5 as C-Stack Wimberley has held.
Davis Holloman there from that right cornerback position came up and was able to grab some jersey and drag him down for what's a loss in the last possession to turn it back over to the Texans.
Holloman just chased him down, Randy, and Wimberley defense is getting kind of fired up, and the coaches were kind of fired up about that. Obviously, the Texans would love to pitch the shutout here.
Yeah, that nice drive that time. Really, they had the Panthers had something going, moving it down the field. Good to see the Texans stiffen up down here once it got into their end of the end zone. Their end of the field.
22 seconds remaining here in this third period. Lambert in the shotgun again. Texans in control of this one from Geronimo. Turn, and the give is to Trinity Wilson. Stiff arm, trying to get outside left and brought down at the line of scrimmage is Trinity. Trinity now 10 carries, unofficially, 10 carries for 41 yards.
Yeah, good pursuit by the Panthers that time. Trinity Wilson had his hand out there twice trying to stiff arm to get around the corner, but nothing doing.
Trinity's kind of a little guy, 180 pounds. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score from Geronimo, Wimberley, 31, Navarro, nothing. We'll be back after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. This Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at blancobank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season.